Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, everybody. How is everyone doing? Holy crap, I don't even know what day it is. Wednesday, right? Yeah, it is Wednesday. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you're listening right now, if you give me a mic check, just want to make sure everything is... Oh, Toasty with the Mosty coming in. Says, hi, Tuttle. Joe the Supermark is in there. Holyoke Joe. You can't seem to get high enough. Are you talking about my microphone, or you just can't get high enough? What are you getting high on tonight? A little too hot? All right. Lima Charlie. Doing okay? Anyways, got a great show. I was supposed to have a guest on tonight, and they canceled, so screw it. I'm going to fly solo. I got a lot of great news stories to get into. You know, I have not been sleeping really, really well. For a little while, I did not know what it was about. And then my mom, you know, I don't want anybody to think like I'm being heartless or anything, and I don't care. It's Holyoke says, hydromorphone, or is it morphine and weed and oxygen? Is that a painkiller? I mean, it sounds like a good time if I'm just being honest. But yeah, so back to it. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. And then I realized, you know, subconsciously, I know I just butchered that word, but it's coming up. What? Yeah, that's some good stuff, Joe the Supermark. Delighted. I've never done it, but I hear it's really, really good. But coming up, my hair, what the hell? Coming up on the 20th, it's going to be my dad's birthday. Was my dad's birthday. And 7 days later, he died. So I knew that it was coming up, and yeah, it sucks, man. I thought I would have handled it a lot worse than what I did, but I've also kind of sucked it up a little bit. Because my mom was having a rough go. Hell, my mom knew my dad longer than I did, of course. And, you know, I've been staying strong. Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop checking in. What's up, Tuttle? I'll get to that, Joe. I will answer that question. But I've been holding it together to be strong for my mom. Because my mom, anytime I talk about dad, she gets upset and stuff. And the one reason why I've been strong is because, look, I take solace in this. My dad was a religious man. He believed in God and all that stuff. I'm not an atheist. I do believe in a higher power, but I don't believe in a God that's all controlling and knows what everything is going on before it happens. But I also know that my dad was not scared of death. He was not scared of death at all. And I take it, that does help me out. Dad was not scared of death. My dad would want me to be strong for my mom. But also at the same time, I just haven't been sleeping. And I was thinking about it. It's going to be a year. It's going to be a year that I haven't talked to my pops. And it fucking sucks. It really, really sucks. And I got all this video and audio from when he's been on the show and stuff. And I have not been able to listen to it. I'm glad that I have it, but I just, hearing my dad's voice and stuff, I really do think that that would, like, I haven't forgot what my dad's voice sounds like, but hearing it, I really think that it would just make me just feel way worse. But I'm also glad that I have it. I'm sorry, guys. I really do apologize about starting off the show as a Debbie Downer and stuff. But I also think that that is what makes good radio hosts or radio personalities is just being open and honest and talking about all the bullshit you're going through. I got a real fun show lined up. I got plenty of things lined up. There was an arsonist. I don't know if that's the right word, but he just got released after about 30 years in jail because he was wrongfully accused of starting a fire that killed his wife. He finally got released. I think it's completely bullshit. An adopted kid, his birth mom gave birth to him at 15, gave the child up to another family, and come to find out he's working with his mom, and I got some angles I want to take on that. There was a big fight. The Lake George Mayhem. Florida man has a close encounter with lightning strike. And the other big story, I think this is smart, Tom Brady. And a lot of people are like saying, oh, Tom Brady, he's not going to be able to concentrate on his playing career because he's got this big $300 million deal to be on TV waiting for him. Now, Tom Brady's already the GOAT. We all know that, right? I guess, numbers went way down me talking about my dead dad, so I apologize. I'm going to get into this stuff, but Tom Brady just signed a big deal, and I think this is brilliant, and I think the only way you can make this better is if Gronk retires at the same time as Tom Brady does. Tom Brady is the straight man in the booth with Gronk. Gronk's going to be your just loose cannon comedy relief. Because, look, Tony Romo didn't do a goddamn thing in the NFL. And if you got Tom Brady, I think Tom Brady's going to be perfect at it. That straight guy that knows. And when I mean straight guy, I'm not talking about straight or gay. I'm talking about the guy that's going to be the bus driver. And then you have Gronk pinning in his comments. I think it's a winning success.
It's the biggest news of the NFL offseason, since Tom Brady announced he was coming back from a brief retirement to play another season. The superstar quarterback will be joining Fox Sports as a color analyst.
Okay, so a lot of you guys are, oh, Tom Brady, what has he got left to play for? The guy is already the GOAT, like I said. What's a better way to cement your career going out as an 8-time Super Bowl champion? Because if he wins another one, he needs to just call it a career, go get paid with a $300 million contract. He's going to get paid more to be on TV talking about football than he ever did playing the game.
But he'll only take the job once he officially hangs up his cleats for good. The New York Post reporting the 10-year deal is worth a staggering $300.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, Tyler Clem, I know. I was joking yesterday, brother. I wasn't going to call, going to tell OSHA or the EPA anything. I'm not a snitch, brother. No, all right, I get it. Hey, just jokes, kid. Just jokes.
$175
million. I shorted Tom Brady on $75 million. Cowheads stole your radio career. Yeah, speaking of which, when is the big anniversary podcast with Trace, B. Fudd, and Colton? Am I missing something here? Like, is it coming up on an anniversary or something about Tuds, Buds, and Fuds? Because if I'm missing something, it's great. I would love to be able to get an anniversary show. I talked to Trace just last week when I was over in Tampa and I visited that spring, Alexander Springs. Trace said, thanks for the invite to the springs. I was like, well, there's some springs I want to hit up in your area on the West Coast. So I think I got plans coming up real soon to be able to go hang out with Trace at some of the springs. I want to go to Wekiwachi as well, too. But $375 million? Isn't Podcast 400 coming up? No, buddy, I'm on 600. I think the yesterday show was episode 626. I mean, you said or 500. No, 626. And remember, man, I went on a tear there for a little while where I was doing a show every single day. I even did Saturdays and Sundays. I think I went about 4 months where I did a show every single day. You guys know that I'm a big baseball fan. I play baseball, play college baseball. You know that I was a big fan of what Cal Ripken did. Oh, thank you, Kendall. Really appreciate that. Kendall Hill cheered me 200 bits. Thank you, my friend. But I was a big baseball fan. Love Cal Ripken. His consecutive game streak, I think that is a streak that you're never going to see broken again. I could be wrong. Records are meant to be broken. But, you know, with the amount of games and stuff, the trainers and everything that stop some of these players, concussion protocol, I just don't see any player breaking Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. And that's why I want to see how many days in a row, including Saturdays and Sundays, how many shows I could do. So that's why I'm on 626 right now.
$1 million, a number not verified by NBC News. That would make Brady the highest paid commentator in sports.
Listen, he definitely deserves to get paid more than Tony Romo. Everybody talks about Tony Romo and how good he is. If Tony Romo's getting that paid that much, Tom Brady needs to. Keith Vina says, yeah, with his new deal, they were doing the math today, would be making $110,000 a day. I mean, it is. But, I mean, I think he's worth it. He really, really is. I think he is. Oh, see, now the show is a party. Iggy T's in. What up, Iggy T? Mass transit must have been bad up in Canada, eh? But I'm telling you, you get Gronk. If they win the Super Bowl this year, Brady, Gronk, go out on top. You have Brady as a straight guy, like I said, and have Gronk there. It would be TV magic. I would watch whatever game they're doing over anything else. Come on, guys. Am I the only one that thinks this? I'd like to hear from you. If you want to comment, 407-270-3044.
History. The news was first announced Tuesday during an earnings call by Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch. It was made official when the network tweeted, "We are pleased to announce that immediately following his playing career, 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady."
Think about that. Everybody thought that Joe Montana, with I think he won 4 or 5. I think Joe Montana is the best. Brady has won 7 Super Bowls. It could be 9. Seriously, if it wasn't for Eli Manning, Tom Brady would have 9 Super Bowls. I mean, that's kind of pimp of Eli Manning, right? Everybody's like, Peyton? No. Eli beating Tom Brady in 2 Super Bowls, I think, is a pretty big deal.
Brady will be joining us at Fox Sports as our lead analyst. When he does call it quits, Brady will join a long list of NFL stars. Like,
well, Peyton and Eli. And guess what? The Colts, for the longest time, were playing in the same division as the Patriots, and then they moved. But how many times did Tom Brady just make Peyton Manning his bitch? It happened a lot. And Eli beat Brady twice in Super Bowls. I know that Eli has 2, Peyton has 2, but I think Eli's 2 Super Bowls are way more impressive than Peyton's.
Peyton and Eli Manning to trade in their helmets for a microphone. Social media was buzzing with the news of Brady's future plans, but Brady reminded fans his focus is still on his current job with the Tampa Bay Bucks, writing, "Excited, but a lot of unfinished business on the field with the Buccaneers." The 44-year-old Brady surprised everyone back in
Oh, so this is the other thing. What do you think if Brady is calling a Patriots game and he doesn't agree with something that Bill Belichick did? Is Brady going to be honest? Because a lot of people, I mean, he's great on social media. I mean, he posts a lot of stuff on social media that is like pretty great content. But is Tom Brady going to ask some of the tough questions? Or is Tom Brady going to be critical of Bill Belichick if he happened to be calling a Patriots game? I don't know. That's why I'm interested. Because I think Brady needs to go all in. And he's done that in his football career. So I don't see why he wouldn't do it. Putting on a new hat as a broadcaster, I think Tom Brady's going to go all in. And he's got Gronk as his ride or die. I'm not saying he's his ride or die bitch, but his ride or die. Yeah, I think Brady's going to do really, really well. Just got to get Gronk in there, I'm telling you.
January, when he announced his retirement after 23 unrivaled seasons in the NFL.
I love playing. I'm looking forward to doing things other than playing.
But just 40 days later, he took it all back, saying he...
Do you think Giselle... I mean, come on, let's be honest. Giselle's pretty hot. And there's got to be a good ratio of hotness to craziness to annoyances. I know that's not annoyances. But maybe like Giselle, you just can't be around her that much. She might be hot, but the craziness and just being annoying just might outweigh the hotness. Because we, look, guys, haven't we all, like, settled for a chick that might not be as attractive, but she doesn't bitch about things, she doesn't annoy you, she doesn't nitpick on every little thing you do? We've all been there as guys. Come on. We have. You got to have that perfect ratio of hotness to craziness to being annoying. And I know that some of the ladies, Iggy T, might be mad at what I just said. I'm just being honest.
He would return for another season with Tampa Bay, writing, "I have realized my place is still on the field."
I mean, Keith, I mean, you're right. I'm just wishful thinking. But, I mean, it would be great content. Keith Vina says, "I think it would be hilarious and great commentary, but I don't think it would happen." You're probably right. But it would be great. Come on.
And not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. And while it's uncertain when Brady will actually retire for real, the possibility of earning more money...
I'm telling you, if he wins the Super Bowl this year with the butt, he's got to walk away. You just can't be too greedy. And for you to go out on top, Because I really do think Brady would have stuck to the retirement if he would have won the Super Bowl this year. But he's just one of those like alpha competitors that he can't go out a loser.
Sitting in a TV studio that he made on the field just may be the armchair quarterback deal he can't refuse. For today, Stephanie Gosk, NBC News.
All right, so there's that. Now, one of the things that pisses me off more than anything, and some of you guys might not agree with me on this, I think if somebody is wrongfully accused of murder and they go to jail for a really, really long time and they get released and they found out that there was something done that wasn't right, and this person, there is nothing worse. That is why I think the movie Shawshank Redemption is so popular. Andy mother effing Dufresne, the guy that tunneled through a mile of shit and came out the other side a free man. You know, they always joked in the movie Shawshank Redemption. Oh yeah, everybody says they're not guilty. They're innocent. Everybody in jail is innocent. I think it would be the worst hell, the worst torture, to be in prison for a very, very long time and you actually did not commit the crime. You told everybody that would listen, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I'm innocent. No, hey, yeah, I'm innocent as well too, buddy. You got to fight off people every single day. You got to fight off rape, shankings, everything that comes with prison. And you're in there. You're in there. And I'll tell you, I've been through it, not for a long period of time. I was in the mental institution, the mental hospital, for 11 days. I was in jail for 3 days because I was on a psych hold as well, too, for getting pulled over with a suspended license. And I was only in there 11 days and 3 days. You do not appreciate freedom until you don't have it. Because you can say whatever you want to. You can beg. You can plead. You can say you're innocent. You can say you're not crazy. I'm fine. I want to get out. You don't have a choice. You do not have a choice at all on when you get out. You just have to come to the realization that you're not getting out until they want to let you out. And it starts making you feel claustrophobic when you can't do what you want to do. You feel like the walls are closing in on you. Time crawls. Now they always say, I mean, it's very true. Time flies when you're having a good time. That 11 days that I was in the hospital, it felt like 2 months. I'm not exaggerating, people. It felt like crap. Now, think about if you were in jail. Think about if you were in jail and you did not commit the crime. I think these people that are found innocent after spending a lot, they need to get paid. They have to get paid. They got to get paid. We have to make retribution to these people.
An innocent man in jail for even one more day who has suffered for 30 years.
30 years of hearings and appeals and trials and retrials all ended today in 10 minutes.
And Garrett's conviction in this case is vacated and rendered void.
Judge Monty Watkins said it's obvious to anyone there's no proof Claude Garrett set that fire that killed his fiancée, Lori Lance. And
so, his fiancée died in a fire. He had a kid at the time with this woman that died. I think he actually got burned up in this fire as well, too. And he still went to jail for it, and he did not do it.
Burned him back in 1992. And if there is no arson, there is no murder.
They cannot, nobody could prove that this was arson. How does this guy go to jail? And you know, like, I am very supportive of law enforcement. I'm starting to not become supportive of our legal system, because a lot of these prosecutors, guess what? They need to close cases. They got to have a better winning percentage. A lot of these cops have got to close cases. The fire investigators got to close cases. And I think this is the case. This is a case of what happened. And this guy got railroaded. And he, look, life is very fleeting. I learned that, you know, after losing my dad. I talked about that at the beginning of the show. Time is our most precious thing that we have, because you can't get it back. It's the one thing you cannot get back.
And so like that, he was released to a strange new world, a world where he doesn't own a change of clothes.
He's been in prison for 30 years.
Think about that. Also, do you realize what type of issues this guy is going to have assimilating and readjusting? He's been in jail for 30 years. There's a lot of stuff that wasn't even invented yet. A lot of new laws and stuff. A lot of things have changed in 30 years. This guy, he's not going to get hired. Let's be honest about this. What up, Kirkwood Jones? Says, good evening, Tuttle. Iggy T says, so sad. Once again, this guy doesn't get that time back. And guess what? Once you're accused of something, you know, like, if you are accused of something and then you're ended up finding, you're being found not guilty, or you get released after spending time in jail, you're going to be labeled as the guy that burned up his wife and was an arsonist. This guy is not going to be able to get a job. That's why I think these people need to get paid. They need to get paid. Because this guy lost 30 years of his life. And you know what? They could give me all the money in the world, but guess what? Back to what I said earlier, time is our most valuable thing that we have, because in the grand scheme of things, the amount of time that we're here on this planet, this rock floating around the our solar system, and that solar system is rotating around a black hole at the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. Yeah, time is all we have. And this guy lost 30 years of it, and he's never getting it back. So we could at least pay this man.
And what he wore there, he probably doesn't want to put back on.
His daughter's trying to get him ready for what's coming.
Doesn't know. Think about this. This daughter was, I think, an infant when he went to jail. Fish on Jay. Dude deserves a mountain of cocaine and hookers for being in jail for 30 years. I mean, if that's what he wants. Seriously, I mean, I don't think he needs to get a get-out-of-free-jail card, but this guy should be able to do, he should at least get 48 hours to go out and party, do any drug that he wants to. Thank you for bringing that up on Fish on Jay. And hire whatever hookers. You know what? As a taxpayer, I'd have no problem if my taxpaying money went to buy hookers and cocaine for this guy, because he deserves it. You know, tell him what happened to him in jail. He didn't get to see his daughter grow up. And to be wrongfully accused of killing your fiance, the person that you loved. I'm not saying, I don't know if he loved her or not, but seriously, how devastating would that be that you're in jail for setting a fire that killed your fiance, somebody you're supposed to love, the mother of your daughter. I mean, Keith Vina does bring up a great point. Keith says, a lot of people were going to jail before DNA was so good as it is now. And that's, oh, and by the way, it happened all the time. You know, African Americans and minorities, they would get put away just because of the color of their skin, but it happened to white people as well, too. Did you see all the tattoos this guy had? I bet the jury and everybody thought he was white trash or a part of the Aryan Brotherhood or something like that. He was a biker-looking guy. Did you see all the tattoos and stuff he had? Yeah, he got railroaded as well, too. I think racism has gotten better in this country, but it's all about class. It's about the haves and the have-nots. The have-nots are going to go to jail quicker than the haves. Now, don't get me wrong, racism still exists, but I think the classism, I don't even know if that's a word, the rich versus the have-nots, even the middle-class working, you know, it's kind of sad in this country nowadays when the term working poor is becoming relevant now.
How to use a cell phone?
Garriott has champions all over the world, a who's who of fire investigators, the Innocence Project, and even finally the Nashville District Attorney's Office all asked for the conviction to be vacated. All very important, but no one like Stuart Bain. The fire PI from Tennessee has used every opportunity ever offered.
This guy is a mother effing saint. What up, Nedley Mandingo? See, there are certain people like, you know, you got Joe the Supermark, Nedley Mandingo, Iggy T, Fish on J, Keith Avina, Manu. I haven't seen Manu tonight. Kendall Hill, Spice Boys Gold, Mike Doorstop. You know, the regulars that come in. I'm glad you're checking in, Nedley. Thank you. Fish on Jay says two words for the daughter, Buffalo Stance. I mean, here, let me back it up a little bit. No, this isn't good for the audio version. Hold on, let me back it up. I got to go back a little bit more. Let's see her. Oh, there she is. Yeah, you're right, Fish on Jay. Look at this. I mean, I can see her from the, she got big boobs, big jugs, but like, from the jugs up, yeah, I'm with you, Fish on Jay. Definitely, Buffalo Stance all day. But, I mean, this is a fire investigator, a fire PI. And this guy has taken every opportunity to be able to get this guy off. And the thing is that I'd be pissed as this guy, too. This guy is at the top of his field, and nobody wanted to give him a chance because guess what? Prosecutors, the state prosecutors, if one of their victories gets overturned, then it's going to start a domino effect. And I think that's complete bullshit.
PI from Tennessee has used every opportunity ever offered to talk about Garrett's innocence for the past 21 years. Finally, that's no longer necessary.
It's a long time coming. It's due.
And this guy, he's not a family member. This guy was doing it because he knew that it was the right thing. This guy did it because, that's why I said this guy is a saint.
There's words that fail me at a moment like this. I'm looking for the right phrase.
Maybe it isn't about words anymore. It's finally about relief. And when Claude Garrett walked out of Riverbend with a trash can full of appeals paperwork, it was Bain who met him first.
I don't know why this is hitting me so hard. This guy, he probably didn't know this guy. He was doing the right thing. He was lending his expertise to get this guy off. And he met the guy. He was the first guy that he met coming out. And he got the, now you can see the daughter from the waist down there. Yeah, I agree with you, Fish on Jay. Buffalo Stance all day.
Welcome to the free world, man.
Thank you, baby.
And look at the tattoos. That is exactly why this guy got railroaded. because of the tattoos. And I don't care if you're black, white, Spanish, Asian, whatever it may be. People look at tattoos. Yeah, this guy obviously set fire and killed his fiance. Oh, man. Overmodulating.
When Garrett went to prison, his daughter Dina was 4.5 years old.
Man, I don't know how this guy made it for 30 years. I mean, you really don't have much of a choice. But I don't know if I could do... you know what? I'm going to be up front. I could not do 30 years for a crime I did not commit. And knowing that my 4-year-old daughter, and I'm accused of killing her mother. No, sorry. I'm checking out. I got to give this guy credit for hanging on. Because I'm just being honest. Man, this makes me really sad.
Now his daughter has a 4.5-year-old son. What happened in between those 4.5-year-olds is too...
Oh, think about... So, when he got put away in jail, she was 4.5. Now that he got out, he's got a granddaughter that's 4.5. Fuck me, man.
Too tragic to dwell on. But clearly, it's the one thing that...
What is the first thing you do when you get out? 30 years eating jail food. Where do you go to eat? What if you had to go to a fast food place? Hit me up in the chat room. Or what? Not even fast food. What is your first meal that you could not get in jail that you're going for after spending 30 years in prison for a crime you did not commit? If you want to call in, 407-270-3044. I don't know what I would get, man. Man, that's, you know what? I know it's going to sound lame. Nothing better than a fresh chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I mean, yep, you got me. Chick-fil-A. I'm going straight to Chick-fil-A. I'm getting like, I'm starting out with 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I'm not even, what would you get at McDonald's, Iggy T? Because I got my orders at Mickey D's. And it could be something that your mom used to make for you and stuff. Kendall Hill, so you're going surf and turf, lobster and filet mignon. I mean, yeah, I mean, that is a really good choice. But man, I don't know. I think it could smash like 3 or 4. Oh, this is also something they mentioned. This guy has come out pretty rugged and jacked. Seriously.
What matters most?
Her, my daughter, my grandson.
And then it was time to go. As a free man, you can do that with your arm around your daughter.
Garrett is in extraordinary physical shape. 200 push-ups a day, 2-mile runs. Why?
Wow. You know, this guy... he's going to get a lot of ass. He's going to get a lot of ass for being rugged and jacked. All those push-ups. And that's also the other thing. That's the only thing you can do in prison. I mean, you got to be in shape to be able to fight off all the prison rapes and stuff. But also, you got a lot. Man, who is in? Thank you for, I missed that. Manu, what's up, buddy? You were like the last missing link of, like, the regulars. I'm glad you could join me, Manu. How are you, my friend? But think about that. Yeah, I mean, if you're in prison and the only thing you got is working out and fighting off prison rape and stuff, yeah, I think I'd come out jacked. It's not like you're eating a lot either, so you're going to be on a pretty good diet. Working out all the time, fighting off rapists. Yeah, this guy's jacked. And he's going to get a lot of sympathy, ass. He is. You're going to get a lot of women that are like, oh, man, such a great love story. You were sent to jail for setting fire to your house, killing your wife, the mother of your child. And the whole time you're in jail because you killed the love of your life. Your daughter is on the outside. Yeah, this guy, he is, I mean, he's not going to be able to, he's going to fall in to vagina nonstop. Like, he's going to hit vagina potholes just walking down the street.
Because he's 64 and he needs to go to work immediately and for as long as he can. I'm Dennis Farrier, Fox 17 News, your Code Red station.
Oh, I hate when they do that. Your Code Red station. Iggy T, when I was in Seattle, I ate at Shake Shack. It was so good. Do you got, yeah, we got Shake Shacks. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I would tell a Canadian if they came to the United States, what fast food they should try. Yeah, there are Shake Shacks here in Florida. What are some of the fast food places in America you have not eaten at, Iggy, that you've wanted to try? Like, you know, when you think of Canada, you're always like, poutine. You go to Canada, you got to eat gravy on French fries and stuff. What, I mean, I know America is like known for McDonald's. Everybody thinks of McDonald's. And by the way, Iggy, I saw what you said. Big Mac and a Diet Coke. Sonic is really, really good. It is. But man, oh man. Iggy, I'm glad you said Diet Coke at McDonald's. Bubba's talked about this and I thought he was like bullshit. But McDonald's does by far Diet Coke. I'm not a big Diet Coke fan. But when I go to McDonald's and I get a soda, it's Diet Coke all day. It is the best. I don't know what McDonald's does to their Diet Coke, but it is amazing. Keith Vina says, stereotyping, and they're great about doing that in legal systems. Not right, but they do it. That is proven every day, even to present day. Well, Keith, I mean, you're exactly right, but what has to be done? Because the legal system, judges are supposed to be impartial. Jurors are supposed to be impartial, but they're not. They're not. I don't even know what needs to be done, but I'm going to have to be descriptive on this next clip because it's not a news story. And I got to keep in mind, I got the audio side because I do take the audio from this podcast and upload it. This happened. This is one of the most Florida things that I've seen in quite some time. This happened at Lake George, and this is a spring that I want to go to. They weren't in the spring area, but Silver Glen is off of Lake George. This is what I call a Southern Redneck Flotilla Party. I think this is in Marion County, but this is in the Ocala National Forest. Look at all these boats. I would have to guess there's got to be 300 or 400 boats here, but this is in the shallow area of Lake George, and they had this flotilla. It was like something mayhem at Lake George 2022, and this was absolute mayhem because the sheriff's office was flying their chopper around because it just turned into a straight-out brawl. Look at all those boats, people. Fuck me on that. Look at all this. And you know what? If I'm being honest, I'm kind of jealous. This would have been some of the most amazing content. If I promise you, if they, well, they probably won't have it now. Lake George is really, really big. So, you know, that whole saying, it's like pissing in the ocean. Man, and they're getting after it. They're fighting. And the sheriff's office is flying over the top. And I'll get into, but the FWC shows up. If Fish on Jay's here, the last thing you want is a run-in with the Florida Wildlife Commission. A game warden? Yeah, game over. They got more rights than any other law enforcement in the state of Florida. Or not right, more authority. Seriously. A lot of people think the game warden can't pull you over. They cannot pull. A lot of people think, oh, yeah, game warden, he's out there looking for poachers and stuff. No, game warden can pull you over. Game warden can check your freezer without a search warrant. I thought that was the craziest thing I ever heard, but it is true. Yep, yep. They are doing some major bombing out there this week right now. They are. Look at all these. Oh, so look at them fighting. Look at this. And whoever set this whole party up, they got a big raft. It's like a DJing raft system. They got a guy spinning records. They got a sound system, full PA system and everything. I don't know if I'd bring all my equipment and stuff out there because water is not friend of any electronical or audio equipment. Just not. Look at these people. They're fighting. That guy, that fat guy just tackled.
See, well, we got a fight going on at the bar.
And this is audio coming from, I'm guessing, Marion County. But look at all these people. And it's a big sausage party. Because I'm seeing nothing but dudes. I am, like, it's like Where's Waldo? I am seeing some women in the crowd. Some big old girls. But, I mean, still, I mean, come on. Look, they're fighting. Boom, boom. Punching, punching. Somebody's got a guy trying to choke him out there.
DJ Deck is about 4 or 5 males fighting.
And everybody's like, you know, some of these white people are yelling World Star in the background, being a bunch of posers.
In the middle of all this, Juniper.
Yep, we're all the crowd of people are standing.
And has anybody noticed all, well, I do see a darker complexion person. This is, I mean, it is Ocala. Come on. For real. It's a little white. It is. Kendall Hill. I've never heard that before. Some heavy Chevys out there. I'm gonna steal that. I'm gonna start using that. Now some guy's jumping up on the DJ booth. Now there's some hot looking women right there. I mean, right there. That's not heavy Chevys. That old guy, that's old dude at the party right there. And you got this ginger Viking trying to hold him back right there.
Got one guy.
Oh, that guy just got knocked off the DJ flotilla.
Pretty bloodied up.
Now, you know, everybody calms the fuck down when the game warden comes. When the FWC comes, yeah, you got to start getting serious. I got to tell you, I wish I was there. Man, this would have been some great content. I'm really kicking myself in the ass for missing this one. There's a heavy Chevy right there next to the guy with the blue shirt. Kendall Hill, would that be considered a heavy Chevy?
Back there still, two of them still.
Now, this chick up here, yeah. Oh, man. I hate when that happens.
They're not having much of
this chick right
still,
here with the white sunglasses on, she's not a heavy Chevy. She's pretty hot. That chick's a heavy Chevy, though.
You're going to need rescue. Got one guy on the.
They're still fighting.
Looks like he's unconscious.
That guy has got a Friar Tuck haircut.
We'll get rescue probably for an hour.
And you could see, yeah, a ton of fun. Man who says Big Bertha's.
Yeah, he's unconscious. Large guy on the DJ deck.
He just said unconscious. Large guy on the DJ deck.
A lot of blood coming from the head and face. A lot of.
All right, so this is where you got to get serious. Sheriff, FWC shows up. Because now everybody's like, oh, they're up in a helicopter. Trust me, some of the people in Marion County or Ocala, they're like, oh, they ain't got no camera. They're just looking at us. BDM XCon says she looks like a shark looking for a fish in the shallows. Man. I wish I was there. Holy fuck. Manu says, we're all the alligators. They're not going to be around that many people. They're just not going to be around that many people. Still a little too cold. Water might be a little too cold. I mean, the Gators, summertime, they're going to be out more. I just spotted my first rebel flag.
Have a seat, brother. Have a seat.
And you know these guys are like the fight guys. They're drunk. They just, yeah. I'm surprised nobody got shot.
Have a seat. Have a seat, man. Have a seat. There you go.
There's the man. That is the man right there.
Pull it all the way out. There you go.
Yep, game warden right there. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I'm not saying I'm some type of stud. I think I could have gotten laid there. I mean, it wouldn't be like the best of my life, but man, I think I could even get laid there. Just saying.
All right, thanks, brother.
There you go. Guys, that way.
Yeah, they're going to spin and push
thank
the front.
You guys. Thank you.
You see how everybody, how serious everybody gets when the sheriff and the game warden shows up in a boat? Yeah. I'm just saying. Everybody didn't have enough smarts. Nelly Mandingo says, fishing game started writing my a no writing me a no fish license ticket and finally found it. I saw the guy, you motherfucker, from far away when I lifted up in the air. Well, Nelly Mandingo, they should have been able to, like, look that up. Just by, I mean, it's just like your license and registration. Like, if you're walking down the road, you don't have your ID on you, and you know, you can just give them your first and last name, Social Security. They should be able to look that up. It's kind of weird. Huh. Sorry you had to go through that. All right, so that happened. I just want to, I know that's not, like, great for the audio side of this podcast. You know, I'm going to move on to another Florida story. This is one of the smoothest, pimpest African-American gentlemen that I've ever seen in my life. I've been close to lightning strikes in my life. You got to keep in mind, I've lived in Florida all my life. And thank God, this is why I love cameras being everywhere. Everybody bitches about their privacy being invaded, but these Ring doorbell cameras, you know how much video we capture because of Ring doorbells or dash cams now? It's a lot. You know, 9/11 happened before the release of the iPhone. iPhone, everybody has a camera now. Could you imagine if we would have had the iPhone in 2001 during how much more video we would have had of 9/11 at the time? I'm not saying that, oh man, I'm so sad we didn't get more footage of the carnage and stuff. I'm just saying, at the time, 9/11 was one of the most like documented, recorded events that ever happened in American history. It happened in New York. But this guy, man, he's walking in from turning his sprinklers off, and his Ring doorbell caught this amazing lightning strike.
A Florida man is thankful to be alive after lightning struck just 75 feet away from him, and it was caught on his doorbell camera.
Look at this.
Aaron Mesmer spoke with the man.
Oh, did you hear that this guy is on a big delay? You're sitting right next to your co-host. Listen to the delay.
Aaron Mesmer.
Hold on, let me go back a little bit so I can count it.
Aaron
was caught on his doorbell camera.
One Mississippi. Two
Aaron Mesmer spoke with the man, coincidentally named.
Guys, 2 seconds. That is a lifetime in broadcasting. And once again, stop doing puns. Just give me the news. Just be real.
Rod.
Oh. You mean rod, like lightning rod, lightning ball? That's a stretch of a pun. Look at that, people. That right there should show you the power of lightning. Look at how it just made the ground explode.
Wow.
And the guy, listen, if that lightning bolt would have hit that close to me, that guy, for a lightning bolt being that close, kept it pretty cool, calm, and collective.
It wasn't raining.
I was laying in bed.
It was cloudy, but that was it. And then boom.
I heard this kaboom. It literally sound.
Listen, when you hear and see the flash at the same time, that's when you know lightning is pretty close. Because that does, you know, I always used to hear you would count one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then when you finally heard the thunder, that's how far away it was. That is true. Watch this. Man.
I heard this kaboom. It literally sound like a bomb.
Seriously, I would have shit my pants.
Had exploded.
The neighborhood shook. The ground across.
And what about, why are we not interviewing the people in the pink house across the street? I mean, that was less than 10 feet. Sorry.
Granada Road and Sebring briefly caught fire. And for a moment, Rod Murphy thought his life might be over.
Only two things happen when you get hit by lightning. You die or you get knocked out. You don't.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Murphy.
I don't know what's going
to happen. Rod Murphy. I don't know. Like, Rod Murphy sounds like a good porn star name. How about Rod Murphy? It probably is packing. You know he is. African-American rugged dude that doesn't get fazed by a lightning bolt that close. You know he's got a big one.
Happened, and I thought I was a goner.
Rod had gone outside to turn off his sprinklers. Without warning, lightning struck a small tree in his neighbor's yard.
You know how sometimes you can hear a big bolt of lightning hit, explode?
Oh, yeah. You can hear the sizzle. Like, it sounds like delicious, loud bacon.
And you say, whoa, that was close. Well, this literally was close.
He may have been terrified, but...
Look at how much... I swear to God, that lightning bolt made a... I don't know if they show the crater. You know, they do say that you can go over to the dirt where the lightning hits, and it will be turned into glass. Like, you can get glass, and it creates some type of, like, rock or formation because the lightning bolt is so hot. Lightning bolts are pretty much hotter than the surface of the sun. I would definitely go over there. Yeah, I mean, BD, I was going in that direction. BDM XCon said, you could have told me this was footage from Kyiv and I'd buy it. Yeah, I mean, this is bigger than some of the explosions that you see from the bombs that the Russians are throwing at it. Atomic Citizen says, not glass that I have seen, but it looks like the ground was freshly tilled from the bottom up. Man.
That was close.
Listen, look at this explosion.
This literally was close.
He may have been terrified, but it isn't obvious when you watch the video recorded by his Ring security camera Saturday. All Murphy says is, before trotting inside.
Wait, Rod's did he wife, give a Denise Ric Murphy. Flair? I think this guy gave a Ric Flair. Listen, hold on. I'm going to turn it up here.
When you watch the video recorded by his Ring security camera Saturday, all Murphy says is...
He did. He gave a Ric Flair woo. Listen to this. He goes, woo.
Security camera Saturday. All Murphy says is...
He did. He gave the Ric Flair woo. Woo.
Before trotting back inside, Rod's wife, Denise Murphy, couldn't help but laugh when she saw her husband's reaction.
Yes, we were like, oh my goodness, this is horrible and funny at the same time, but horrible, because when he walked from over there, I would have been running.
Fortunately, no one was hurt. The ground is a little scorched, but the bolt just missed their...
I was thinking the same thing, Kendall. Now you can plant a garden there. It's already tilled up. You know, people would buy... some of the stuff you grew in that garden. Yo, this is vegetables planted on the ground of a lightning strike. These are some Zeus-ass vegetables. Come get it.
Neighbor's house. And while they can joke about it now, The Murphys know how serious this could have been.
Oh, yeah, it could have been tragic.
Or, as Rod put it,
but you can't mess with Mother Nature.
Can't mess with Mother Nature. Didn't he sound kind of like Dion there? Yeah. Yo, Sponge, can't mess with Mother Nature.
You can't mess with Mother Nature.
Hold on. I know that I'm being a little goofy, but he does sound like a retired Deion Sanders. Yo, Sponge, can't mess with Mother Nature.
Magic. Or, as Rod put it,
but you can't mess with Mother Nature.
Guys, I do have one more story, and then I gotta go. I was talking to my producer, Vulture. He's still a military guy. He was a Marine. Oh, good call, Tyler Clem. He does sound like Danny Glover. I talked to my producer, Vulture, and I was asking him some questions about this. Everybody, you know what, guys? You're right. Danny Glover. And you guys are even better. But there was a soldier killed up in Alaska by a bear on a base. And I was asking Vulture, unless you're like a part of the guard or a part of the military police, you don't get to carry a gun on base. You don't get to carry a sidearm. You don't get to carry a rifle. And I think that is just complete bullshit. Wouldn't you want soldiers on a base, especially in Alaska, being that close to Russia, having protection? I'm not talking about condoms. I'm sure they're raw-dogging Eskimos and stuff. But wouldn't you want them to have guns? And he explained to me, you know, after all the shootings and stuff, especially at Fort Hood and everything, that, you know, unless it's military issued and stuff, you can't. If this guy would have had a gun on him, especially if he had like an AR or even a sidearm, he would have had a better chance. He got attacked by a bear and he was killed. Now, you know how Russians love to wrestle bears? And let's be honest, it's a work. They're trained bears. Not a wild bear that Russians are liking to wrestle and stuff. You know, the Russians do like to train dolphins. They like to train dolphins to be able to use in warfare. What if they're training bears? What if there was a sleeper cell of bears in Alaska that crossed the Bering Strait? They snuck them in here. Russian bear operatives that attacked this base. I'm telling you, our military men need to be armed when they're on base. Yeah, bear mace. I've been sprayed with bear mace. If it didn't take me down, it's not going to take a bear down. Sorry. Just like those little handheld stun guns that women carry around in rape whistles and stuff. It's not going to do you any good. It's not. If you're in the military, you should be able to carry a gun around. I'm just saying. It's just the way it is. And you know what? I got to be careful because you never know when the algorithm is going to get you. This is all a parody. I'm joking here. I don't really believe Russians are sending trained bears, but they could be.
A developing story we're following tonight. Joint Base Elmendorf, Richard will say a U.S. Army Alaska soldier has died after a bear attack today. Connor Mattson joins us live with what we know so far. Connor.
And by the way, I can just look. You can tell this is some jobber-ass news. This almost seems like a Saturday Night Live skit.
A U.S. Army Alaska soldier has died after a bear attack today. Connor Mattson joins us live with what we know so far. Connor.
Beth, I am near the Anchorage landfill right now, and you can see this fencing behind me. That's to the J-Bear military base. We're just...
Come on. If I didn't know this was a real news source, I would definitely say that this is a SNL skit. The name of the bear, or the base, was J-Bear. Did you hear what he just said? J-B-E-R.
Landfill right now. And you can see this fencing behind me. That's to the J-Bear military base.
J-Bear military base. A soldier gets killed by a bear attack. Come on.
We're just west of here. A soldier was training and attacked by a bear.
Now, Alaska doesn't have those pussy-ass black bears that we have here in Florida, right? I think Alaska has got grizzlies. Or at least brown bears. You know, black bears here, they can climb trees. Grizzlies, they can't. They got the kind of claws that are made for ripping open humans and animals' abdomen. Black bears, their claws are made for climbing trees.
Earlier today, and that's according to J-Bear officials. And this isn't...
And you're right, BDMXCon. You're right. You're definitely right. The market is smaller than Marion and Poppy. It is. Iggy, so you guys have got grizzly. Well, I mean, you get up into the Great White North up in Canada, eh? Yeah, you guys got grizzlies. That is a whole different animal. It is. Oh, there's definitely so many puns that could have been made. BDMX Gun says, man, there's so many good puns a qualified news anchor could hit on this one. Kendall Hill says, I think they have brown bear and grizzly. Grizzly's the last one that you want to run into. Sorry.
The first time something like this has happened within its gaze. But as for the incident today, very limited details at this hour. But J-Bear...
Okay, what does that say about the security of this base? That a bear was able to sneak up, attack a soldier... Well, I said Russian-trained bear. Russian-trained bear. Had a chip in his head. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Officials say the 673rd Security Forces Squadron initially responded. The soldier was part of a small group training in Training Area 412. And in a statement this evening, those same officials said the name of the soldier is being withheld pending next of kin notification. And at this time, Alaska wildlife troopers are also...
Look, it's sad that the soldier died. I support the troops. But Kendall Hill, one, said barely any security. That is definitely a dad joke. Man.
Still searching for the bear involved. Training Area 412, where the attack happened, is also closed to the public for all recreation.
And I even talked to Vulture. Like, if you're on a military base, you can't kill any of the wildlife. Say if you got a lot of hogs or deer or whatever. You cannot kill any of the wildlife. Atomic Citizen as female or male soldier. I don't know. You know, if it was a female, maybe the bear attacked her. She might have been on her monthly. It could be on the monthly. I mean, you know, I was at New Smyrna Beach this past weekend, chart by capital of the world. You don't want to go swimming in the ocean when you're on your period. Just, you don't. Manu brings up a great point. A bear will eat you feet first. The fucker. One of the most disturbing thing, that's the thing about it. You don't even get to see the video. I don't even think the video is available, but the audio of that idiot, the grizzly man, that thought bears were his friends, and the audio of him and his chick getting eaten alive by a grizzly bear. Ugh. That is some of the... I mean, I've seen a lot of disturbing videos. That one affected me more than anything when the grizzly man got eaten alive. Because he thought the bear was his friend. If you have not heard... I mean, there's no video of it, but... Just search grizzly man getting eaten alive. They got audio of it. And oh man, it is very, very chilling.
An activity. You can also head to alaskasnewssource.com for all the updated information as we get it. And you can also find some tips to safely recreate as bears are more being sighted in bear country.
His delivery. Is he got some hearing loss or something like that? Or is it an accent? Is that like, I've never really didn't know that Alaska had an accent, but listen to him.
Activity. You can also head to alaskasnewssource.com for
alaskanewssource.com. I mean, it almost sounds a little mixture of Canadian, Minnesota, you betcha.
All the updated information as we get it. And you can also find some tips to safely recreate.
Keith Vina, I'm the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment. Everybody should accept for felons. You should be able to carry and protect yourself. All the bad guys have. Yep. Iggy T says, sounds normal to me. Man.
As bears are more being sighted in bear country.
As in bear country. Back to you. All of his hair is full and oot. That's what Kendall Hill 1 says. All his hair is falling oot. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. If you get a chance, favorite, give me a liking on this video or give me a liking on whatever platform you listen. A lot of great new content up there. Been posting more pictures and stuff now on YouTube as well, too. So if you get a chance, haven't already subscribed, do it. Same thing. Subscribe to me on Twitch. Need a little bit of help. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be. You can cheer bits. You can super chat. Or if you want to donate, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the Radio. I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you stay safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.